Portwine stain, which is a capillary malformation or it consists of ectatic capillaries, may be associated with various syndromes, namely Sturge-Weber syndrome, Proteus syndrome, Clove syndrome, Klippel-Trondry syndrome, Parkes-Weber syndrome. Talking about the infantile hemangioma, we think about various type of the syndromes like facies, lumbar, or sacral syndrome, in which these words, that is facies, lumbar, and sacral, consist, they are actually abbreviations which stands for the different systemic involvement. Like in facies, it stands for posterior fossa malformation, in which there can be CNS arterial malformation. H for hemangioma, A for arterial malformation, in which there may be coarctation of aorta or any kind of arterial malformation. TC stands for the cardiac abnormalities, E stands for the eye involvement, and S stands for skeletal defects like sternal pits or supraumbilical raphe in the form of groove or ridge. There can be involvement of the third nerve as well, presenting as a third nerve palsy or a nerve third nerve palsy leading to ptosis. Then we have salmon patch, which present as a birthmark in the form and consist of a dilated capillaries. It may be present in the midfacial region or at the nape of the neck, but it is benign and usually settles at a age of 1 to 1.5 years or 2 years at the max. Then another differential in such kind of a lesion is a tufted angioma, which usually present in the child less than 2 years of age. It is purplish to erythematous in appearance, can be tender plaque presenting at the neck or the trunk region.